Test 77, Section 3, Question 19. Here we're looking for what would undermine the explanation above, or weaken. And so it says, studies have shown that pedestrians are struck by cars when crossing streets and crosswalks more often than outside. So there's more people that get hit when they're in the crosswalk than outside crosswalks. This is because crosswalks give many pedestrians an overly strong sense of security that oncoming cars will follow the signals, and these pedestrians are less likely to look both ways before crossing the street. So it's saying the reason that we have more people hit there is because that pedestrians are overconfident. They don't really look both ways. They just walk out in the street, bam. The problem with this is one that we see a lot. There's actually a bunch of arguments that do the same thing. And the idea is it doesn't show that they're more likely. It just says that more pedestrians are struck in crosswalks. And it could have to do with the fact that there is a greater percentage of people who cross at crosswalks, and therefore there's more people in those crosswalks. So that's kind of the problem here. And so we could, if we talk about that there's more people in the crosswalks than there are outside of them, that could also undermine it. So A, the overwhelming majority of pedestrians in high traffic areas cross streets in crosswalks. And that would undermine, because that would say, look, the fact that more people are hit there doesn't say that it's more dangerous or that they're paying less attention. It's just that there's a sheer volume issue. And if you have, you know, 99% of people crossing in crosswalks, well, the fact that you have more people getting hit there isn't necessarily an indication that they're less vigilant there, but rather just a matter of sheer numbers. B, the number of pedestrians struck by cars has increased in recent years. That doesn't really explain whether the crosswalks are causing the problem and or what the basis for that is. C, pedestrians tend to underestimate the chances that the signals will malfunction. Well, if anything, that would kind of strengthen the idea that they have this overly strong sense of security. Drivers are generally most alert to pedestrians who are in or near crosswalks. Well, the thing there is that saying drivers are more alert there. But even though that that's saying drivers are more alert, but that wouldn't really weaken the idea that pedestrians are overly confident. Because if drivers are more alert and you still are having more people hit there, then that could say that there is a problem with the pedestrians, which is what the argument is claiming. Even though at first glance it seems like it might weaken, it actually could help as well. Measures intended to promote safety tend to make people less cautious. If anything, that would kind of strengthen the argument and say, yeah, these people are being overly confident, and that's why they're getting hit. And so A is definitely our correct answer, and it basically just trades on the what is the relative distribution of people in the areas. And so A is our correct answer.